When do you feel most in alignment? How does it feel in your body when something is out of sorts? How does it feel when something resonates? I'm here with Laura O'Malley, spiritual intuitive and psychic channel, to break down a lot of your questions around vibrational alignment, energy, receiving messages, and more. So let's dive right in and get this party started.
Are you obsessed with the mystic? Are you looking for sisterhood? Are you ready to explore your inner magic? You've arrived, sister. Welcome home. I'm Maureen Spielman, and I started this show to highlight the intuitives, healers, and other courageous women I have met along my journey. Through amazing interviews, we go deep into the mystics and uncover the ways in which you can apply the knowledge and wisdom in your own life. We are all in this together. Sharing healing and joy in community is both my passion and my purpose. Here's today's conversation.
Welcome, Laura O'Malley, to Mystical Sisterhood. We have quite a few mutual friends, and I want to say a shout out to ML Waltfelt, who made it possible for us to meet in person prior to this interview so we could get to know each other a bit. And it took maybe 30 seconds to feel into each other's energies. And I'm just really excited to have you here. I think that your energy has just a really distinct signature to it. And there have been a couple intuitives on the show so far, but everyone that comes has something new to offer. And just, I was digging around in your website a little bit. And of course we met in person, but there's just so much to talk about. And I think a lot of little places to go that I know as a host, I have not gone as much. So I know this will be a wide ranging sort of conversation where we touch upon a lot of things that will benefit the listeners. So welcome.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited. I think for me, the reason I'm most excited is because of your intention. And you're exactly right when you said meeting you makes the difference. I know that it is not necessary to be within someone's energy in order to have an energy exchange. But that being said, when it's out there and you just come into somebody's energy and you can feel what their energy represents and what their intention is, that is so big. And so I've been on a few other podcasts where I really wasn't able to do that. And so it's so cool to be able to do that up front, meet somebody in person, understand what their intention is. And then that's why I'm so crazy excited to be here today.
Well, yes, thanks for saying that. And, you know, right before we hit record, I was sharing with Laura how I'll occasionally check the demographics of the show. I've mentioned it in brief, but I've been really excited to see that the listenership, where I thought it would be women at midlife, call that anywhere from 45 to 70, like, and, you know, just the flow within there, it's going down as young as 25 years old. Yesterday, I even saw as young as 18. And so that's why an episode like this, to me, where we're going to be talking a lot about energy and vibration and really kind of understanding your own guidance systems, I think it's really important because part of the intention of the podcast is to bring ideas, not only to be revelations, but to be actual tools we can use in our own lives that we're building upon day by day. And so
awesome. No, I was just going to say, it's not surprising to me in any way that the listenership is shifting. And that's because what I've been told by my guides and the collectives I work with is that these kids, you know, that are school age at this point, they are literally different human beings. They are being born differently. They come in at a different vibrational level. I've been also told that genetically they are different. It's not been discovered yet, but that's to come. And so they are seekers as they come into this world. Not to mention that because the consciousness of the planet has shifted, people that are having children are also experiencing a different frequency here on this earth. And so they're more open to different programming, so to speak, different conditioning, and everything is shifting planetarily. So the fact that these kids, you know, we call them kids just because from our perspective, they're so different age than we are, But they are so interested because they're not taught this stuff. And so they're seeking it outside. And at some point, it's going to click with them that they can get this from the inside. But it's shows like yours that are providing information to them, which help them understand that they can go within and get this information. This is just sort of, you know, the tip of the iceberg right now. And so I love that you have these younger kids coming in and listening. It's awesome.
It is. It's so full of possibility. And to me, it's also a call for, as you know, what we call adults ourselves, to really be focusing on what our inner alignment is and why we're here and really tending to ourselves in a new way. And so I'm thinking about, you know, if we go back a little bit, I always like to ask, first of all, ourselves. What does even mystical mean to you?
And you're asking me this at 11:11, which makes me laugh. And why did my eyes go there? I don't know. Just a reminder that we're all in contact 24/7. Mystical. Let's see. Well, to me, it sounds very witchy, but witchy in a positive way. I think ML got me the cutest little thing that sits on my desk. I'm going to show it to you, but it was a Halloween thing and it says the witch is in, and then you flip it and the witch is out. And so she brought it over around the holiday, but she's like, but of course you can use it all year. Of course I can. To me, the word mystical, it means more and it means magical. And we are not aware of all the magic in this world. We're just not. And that's a vibrational level in itself, to be aware or not to be aware. And when you said, you know, opening to possibility, one of the most recent mantras that came through, I'm like forgetting the exact words, but enter into possibility and release probability. And that came through a few months ago. These mantras are just sort of little sayings or affirmations that I hand out occasionally to people, depending on what my guidance is and what they're going to receive. But open to possibility instead of probability, we are constantly walking around with an idea of what anything means. So the word mystical in itself, if you open to the probability of what that can mean, to me, it just feels like magic. And I mean, the fact that you've used that today is a sign for me that today people are going to hear about the truth of our world and how actually magical it is, as opposed to stagnant and low and dense and drama and heaviness. You know, it's not supposed to be that. It's supposed to be mystical. It's supposed to be light and fun and airy and magical and happy. We're supposed to be happy. Yes.
And it's so cool because I've said this a million times. The listeners have heard it. If they're new, they haven't. But Mystical Sisterhood came to me through just, I'd call it an intuitive hit. I took the steps that were necessary to create it. And yet it reveals itself all the time. So I didn't have an agenda per se. So I love that your name.
Your agenda, they're saying to me right now in my ear, sorry to interrupt you. Your agenda is literally happiness. And joy and bringing that into your experience. And that's what this is doing for you.
It certainly does. And I originally named joy and healing being in the same space. And the thing that came to me this weekend, I was archiving all the interviews I've done so far. And I really, this seems so obvious, but the conversations and why, to me, one of the reasons why it's attractive to people and they're desiring it so much is because it's part of the invisible. You said that it's not what our younger people are learning. That's exactly right. So what is it about this invisible realm, the unknown, that we've always considered to be a mystery? But is it? Or are we bridging? Is there a bridge now to what we always considered a mystery that we had no answers to? It's more accessible possibly than we ever realized.
Well, I think accessibility goes hand in hand with the fact that the consciousness on the planet is shifting. And the consciousness on the planet is shifting because so many more people are becoming open to this. But again, it sort of goes full circle. So many people are becoming open to this because the consciousness on the planet is shifting. A lot of that has to do with the fact that people are stepping away from fear. I think it's probably also part of the fact, again, I'm going to go back to that the consciousness is shifting. We are starting to learn that we don't have to live the lives that we've been living. When you hear somebody present this as an option, well, you don't have to continue down this path. Are you not happy? Do you feel stuck? Do you feel like you're heavy? Do you feel like you have no control? And then you hear somebody who we would consider, you know, quote unquote, mystical or spiritual. And this is completely separate from religion. You know, it's not what kids are being taught, because I think really the only mysticism or spirituality that kids are being taught comes from a religious basis. And this is completely separate from that. And so when you were speaking earlier about, you know, guidance and the guidance, one of the things that I teach is, you know, guidance doesn't come through in the 10 minutes that you meditate every morning, or the hour that you meditate, or whatever you give to that, you know, quote unquote, time frame of spirituality. I'm going to meditate for 10 minutes and I'm not receiving guidance. Why am I not receiving guidance? Guidance is coming every single second, every single second that you're here. You're connected every single second. And the more that you can understand how the guidance is showing up in your life and what the guidance is, and there are so many different ways you're receiving it, that's when you start to go, oh my God, this world is magical. Wait a minute. How come I didn't know about this? And then, bam, you are open and you are receiving in every second everything that you can, because how much better does that feel?
It feels
so much better, right?
So expansive. Yes. Absolutely. Yes. And so when you talk about being connected, I think you tend to refer to it as source energy. So if someone is a newer listener, or they've heard it here and there, but they're not sure, what does that even mean? Because talk about the invisible realm and everything is energy. That's not a conversation we're having every day. So for a beginner, where do we begin, you know, talking about that?
Well, I think the easiest place to begin is, for me, the way that it's been described to me. So I was kind of raised Catholic, kind of not raised Catholic. We were kind of kicked out of the church when my mom got divorced. And so I think I was 4 at the time, 3 or 4 years old. And so technically my sister and I were allowed to go to church, but you know, when you're 3 and 4, you're not going to church without your mom, and my mom was not welcome. Uh-huh. So I was and did understand a lot of that over the years, but I came into really my truth and understanding when I was in a very yucky time, which is when I say they rescued me. I mean, they literally rescued me from myself. So for me, source came through. I first was in contact with my guides. I became in contact with my guides through writing. And then a different guide came through, or a different energy came through. And my experience of it was visceral within my body. It just was such a different feeling. And it came into me and it felt like just absolute love. And so that's what it is for me. It is just love. It is love. It is light. It is everything about love and light. And to go one step further, just so that people can wrap their heads around it, it is the energy of love. It's the energy of creation. It is the energy of creator. And we are all an aspect of that. Often what comes through when I'm trying to explain this initially to clients that come to sit with me, they, meaning the collectives that I work with, use the analogy that if you think about source, or God for that matter, as an ocean, you're a droplet of the ocean, which doesn't necessarily feel very far away from what a lot of people have as a visual. But the difference that they explain is all of the power of the ocean is held within your singular droplet. And this is where people kind of go, what? I don't know if I believe that, because it's basically saying that you are God. You're a God aspect. You are source. You're a source aspect. And you house within your energy, within your little body, all of the power, all of it. I mean, the power that created the universe. Mm-hmm. Whoa. Mm-hmm. And so to wrap your head around that is a difficult thing. But as you practice the techniques that you're taught, that I teach, that every energy worker teaches. It's not like, I am so special and I have the answers to everything. No, we all are in it for the same purpose. And we're all teaching different aspects of the same information. It's just coming in different ways. But you start to understand the truth of who you are and your power. And when you start to experiment, and then the experimentation reveals in your reality the stuff that you're wanting, whether it's a feeling or a thing or an experience, and you're like, wait a minute, what is going on? And you kind of get a little freaked out, but that is validation. And the experience of validation shifts you vibrationally.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
So we are actually in communication. We are part of, and also in an energetic communication with source and with
24/7.
So powerful to know that, number one, and then remember it. To remember it and to, I love how you said, you know, when you discovered it, there what it wasn't, because that's usually a question I ask, you know, were you receiving messages when you were younger, or how did it come to you? Because I think that there's this part, and if I have to consider myself in the equation being a person, and it's starting to turn for me. But where I would say, oh, I would like this person to be on, or someone like yourself, that I would consider, I might not call you a mystic, but I would consider you a mystic. I usually use the word intuitive, but I love the word mystic too, because you're part of the magic, but we all are. But I would used to create that chasm and that distance between the me and the you, and kind of project onto you that you had things that I didn't have. But that wasn't always the case for you until you started. Do you had an experience that brought you otherwise?
Well, first of all, every single person that has seen or experienced any sort of energetic healing session or what have you, every single one of us has the ability to do exactly that. And sometimes we are brought toward that specific person that is doing that particular energy work, because there is some connectivity there, or there is some inspiration there, or what have you. Every single one of us is connected. Every single one of us has the ability to do anything that we see, hear, feel, become aware of. It is simply a matter of practice. You can't get up and ride a bike the first time. It's the exact same thing. And so for me, I have memories of being a child and flying around my room. And in my memory, it was all a dream. But once I became connected in this way, you know, this was like 9 years ago, I was basically told that I would lay in my bed and that my spirit would fly around my room and then come back to my body. And so I know that I had access to this. We all do. And when you're a child, you have open access to it because you haven't been, you know, reprogrammed that none of this is real. But for me, the pivotal moment was when I didn't want to be here anymore. Mm-hmm. I was so depressed, undiagnosed depression, because I walked around pretending that I was the happiest person. And I was pretending to keep my head above the water because I was drowning. And there was not a reason for me to be depressed. And when I say that, click, 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 picture perfect. I live in this beautiful house. I have this, you know, beautiful husband, and I have these beautiful, healthy children, and everything was perfect in my life from the outside perspective, but I was dying inside. And there's nothing that I can even pinpoint at this point to say this is why, except that I was being guided to move into this or onto this path. And I was not listening. I, you know, was a teacher and was subbing at the time. I wasn't working full time as a teacher, but was subbing. And it was becoming unbearable for me. And this is something that was the, you know, the center point of joy in my life, working with children. And it was becoming unbearable. And I couldn't understand why this was changing. Well, they were changing it on purpose to get me out of it so that I could move on to this path. And I was just holding on for dear life and resisting every single second. And again, that is something that I was not aware of, that they were presenting this other golden pathway for me. Yeah. But I was like, no, 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 because I was so afraid. And that's what it basically comes down to, is the fear of the unknown. And, you know, here I am 8, 9 years later, whatever it is. And oh my gosh, like I think back to that. I mean, it is hilarious how they got me to where I was. I think I shared with you the story about going to the library with my husband. You know, they had me go to the library with him, and he had never been to the library before. And I didn't understand why he was asking me to go. And I just didn't want to go because I had my books. And it got into this yelling match almost, where he was like, swear, 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 come to the swear, swear library with me. I just need you to come. And I was like, oh my gosh. And that's where I was introduced to these books, which started me on this path. So gift, everything, by the way, that happens in your life, everybody, is a gift. You might not be able to see it in the time that it's presenting in your reality, but it is definitely a gift, because everything that comes into your reality is a gift. And once you start to become more mystical and open to it, that's how you start to receive it, or allow yourself to receive it, I guess is, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I'm just rambling.
It's so good. And I appreciate you tell the story. And as you were telling it, I was having this visual of us being the humans here on earth, us being sort of like avatars, and that we, our guides, see the spirit almost siphoning out of us. And as if there's an ad, like from 0 to 100, and it's like, oh, Laura's getting down to like 8% here. We got to give her another cue or clue or a way.
Okay. So can I comment on that real quickly? Because so this is how I thought it used to be, but from my guidance, let me explain what's actually happening. So often they'll say like they're the peanut gallery watching, and they show me that they're like eating popcorn and just laughing at us, right? And not laughing because we're, you know, ridiculous and below them in any way, but more like we actually come here to have experiences that are not open to us at home, which is the non-physical world where we come from. We come to this realm, which has been created for us to have a very realistic experience, which is not available to us back home. And it's always an experience of that which we are not. Because as we talked about earlier, we're all love and light. That's what we are. And when we're home in the non-physical, we never forget this. There's never an opportunity for us to forget this. And so from their perspective, when they're watching us, they understand that we have free will and we get to make the choice. How are we going to respond? And so if contrast comes into our awareness, you know, somebody comes to us and says, you know, nice hair, or did you put on a few pounds, or whatever it is. And we immediately are like, you know, offended and angry. The anger is not coming from the words that are hanging outside of our bubble. We are source energy beings. We are much too powerful ever to have somebody impose upon us. What's actually happening is we are creating within our bubble. The creation is the interpretation of what is happening, the story of what is happening. And every time that story is not in alignment with our truth. So for example, if somebody says, you know, put on a few pounds, and I would get upset and be like, kiss my ass, you know? I mean, what? How could you say that to me? It's really about me creating, what a jerk. And the creation of what a jerk, that vibrational level of that thought that I just created, is a low vibrational thought. It's low vibrational energy, and I've created it in my bubble. And I'm a source energy being, and I'm a high freaking vibrational mm-hmm. person. And so I've chosen to create that in my bubble. I've brought it in of my own free will. Mm-hmm. And now I'm getting guidance about it. And this is goes back to the question that you were asking in the beginning. What kind of guidance? The yucky feeling, the angry feeling that's in my belly right now. I think I'm mad at him or her or whoever that was, but I'm not. This angry feeling, all it is an alert that me as a creator have just created a low vibrational energy within my energy bubble. And what's that going to do? Yeah. It's going to bring my vibrational level down. It's not going to have any effect on that other source energy being yeah. that said those words. Mm-hmm. It's not going to affect them at all. It's going to affect me. Mm-hmm. The anger is an alert. Okay. This is our emotional alert system mm-hmm. that is issuing us guidance, and we're receiving it every second that we are having energy exchanges within this realm. Every single second.
Yes, yes. I had Lisa Hagenbuck on. She was an early interview. She's an astrologer, and she was saying based on astrological charts, she would love it if every parent left the hospital with like an operating manual. But, you know, this is information that if we were able to be with little people very young and teach them, because it's part of what I've learned through soul care coaching as well, is that, wow, how beautiful. And yet, and still, they would each have their own path where they would have discerning experiences within their own life to remember their source energy is what I'm hearing you say.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, the littles watch what's happening around them. And we keep a lot of things from the littles. You know, we think if we don't articulate the information to them, they're not going to be aware of it. Oh, they are aware of it. And I think even more so, as I was speaking earlier about how I've been taught that these children are being born different. Mm-hmm. They are getting it. And so what's happening is they're being born so open and so ready for all of this energy. And yet they are still dealing with all of this, I don't mean to say horrifically mm-hmm. because it's all purposeful, mm-hmm. but this heavy, heavy, dense energy of other people who aren't open at all to any of this.
Yeah.
And then they're not being guided what to do with mm-hmm. those feelings. Mm-hmm. They think that this is their energy. It's not their energy. Mm-hmm. Well, no wonder we're in crisis yes. with these kids. Mm-hmm. And the anxiety is, you know, skyrocketing, and the depression is skyrocketing. It's because they are open to all of this dense energy, and no one is teaching them that they can protect themselves from it. No one is teaching them that actually it's not your energy. Yeah. This is actually the energy around you, and you're reading it. Like they're not being taught this. And yet they have come here even more open than we all have in the past, because they have to be ready for the shifting that's coming mm-hmm. to our experience within this earth realm. Mm.
Yeah.
It's going to continue to shift upward. The whole experience here is moving to a higher vibrational level. And so they're going to be very, very ready for it. Mm-hmm. And so watching things or listening to things like this are going to give them those little permission slips. Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. Now I'm starting to get this mm-hmm. because often, I mean, they are our teachers. As parents, you think you're the teacher. You're not the teacher. They're the teachers. So, you know, listen to them, because they're going to teach you about this stuff.
Absolutely.
And when they say something that sounds a little, you know, woo-woo, mm-hmm. you better dig in and listen, because it's coming. It's coming.
Well, and what's coming to mind with you sharing that is that I'm wondering if the younger generation, and I have felt, and I'm going to use the word confused. And sometimes when I, because they have so many different, they're coming in different beings. They're seems like maybe a little more calibrated to the truth, their truth. And yet, and still this outside world is around them, and it's dense and it's heavy, and it's a lot. It's a lot more than it used to be, because it's coming on multiple channels. So that's by design, I'm sure you would say, okay, we're really going to have this coming from many, many channels. In order for these youngers to remember their truth, But what I realized about myself in terms of confusion is that sometimes I'll walk away from a conversation and think, I'm confused. And I woke up in the middle of the night a couple weeks ago and I thought, you're not confused. And I actually looked, it was like 2 a.m. and I looked up some articles just surrounding what I was confused about. And I woke up the next morning and the first thing I did was grab the notes on my phone and I wrote, I am not confused. I am discerning. I know what feels in pretty much vibrational alignment. I know what does not feel good. And there was something, an old maybe operating system or a pattern or an outside energy. I'm not going to call it a force, but energy that was dumbing me down and keeping me confused. And actually, it was a few days after I met you. To be honest, it was last Saturday night. And I woke up with really like, I'm not confused. And so if we can teach anybody, it doesn't have to be the young, it can be all of us, you're not confused. You're not all those things that you thought you were. You're actually, I love how you're calling it source energy, your source energy.
Yeah. To me, that what that sounds like is an energy block releasing without any effort on your part. Mm-hmm. It just is like, time to go, up and out. And the fact that, you know, you wake up in the middle of the night where you have zero resistance, because we're resisting nothing in the middle of the night because we're asleep, right? Mm-hmm. And so all of those programs that we've learned from our experiences walking in this realm, that's all gone while we're asleep. Mm-hmm. So to receive that in the middle of the night is a gift. Often people wake up in the middle of the night and they're angry and they're like, oh my gosh, I need to go back to sleep. And they start to worry about their sleep. But if they can hone in on what's going on in my mind right now as I'm being awakened for some, you know, quote unquote reason, you're being awakened. It's not to go to the bathroom. I hate to break it to you, but it's not. Mm-hmm. You might feel that you need to go to the bathroom when you wake up, but that's not why you're waking up. You're waking up because guidance is coming through.
Wow.
Guidance is coming through. And if it's not getting through during the day when you're in a resistant state, it will come in the night when you are not in a resistant state. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of, you hear a lot of authors talk about they'll get up in the middle of the night and just start writing. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, pure directive guidance from my point of view. And so the key to being in this world is being aware and remembering the truth of who you are more linear time from moment to moment to moment. These moments, you know, pack together and become a minute, and then these minutes pack together and become an hour. And the more time, linear time, that we can spend remembering our truth, the more you're receiving and the more you're open to receiving and the more is being sent and the more you are recognizing it. It's just, it is a continual building. Mm-hmm. And so you have to remember that if you're not in awareness, that's okay too, because every single moment of your experience here, your guides and all those that you're connected to on the other side, they are helping you on your path. They are continually redirecting you in the momentum of what you want. Everything is pointing you in that direction. You can take a step off the path as many times as you want, and they're just gonna, you know, come on back over, come on, get back on the path. They're gonna keep bringing you back, and you can really hike into the mountain off the path if you want to, and be angry and miserable and think about that person who wronged you for 2 years. But what's gonna happen if you do that using your free will is at some point your body at the cellular level is going to start being fed by that as well. And so we are beings that have free will. And when you start to use your free will to understand that this life really is directing you toward what you want in every present moment, you stop reacting to everything that comes into your awareness. And instead you respond to it. Even, you know, the there's a vibrational difference in the word reactivity versus the word responsivity. Mm-hmm. Responding sounds kind of calm and peaceful, whereas reactive sounds sometimes angry or a little emotionally heightened, you know, it feels tight and dense. And that's the key, truly, is to become so aware of how you are feeling in every present moment that when you recognize you're reacting, you go, oh my gosh, I'm doing it again. And you laugh about it because you're recognizing that you're judging. You're having a reaction because you're judging something as wrong or bad or something that I don't want. When you become aware, you more easily close that gap between the forgetting that this is a gift too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you can say, oh, wait a minute. Oh, wait, this is a gift somehow. Oh, boy. I don't know how it's a gift. I don't know how, but all right. And even just saying, okay, talking yourself, you know, off the ledge, you start to calm your vibrational level. Mm-hmm. Because in a nutshell, vibrational level is what you are feeling in this present moment.
Yeah.
What you are feeling. Mm-hmm. And what you are feeling is what you are projecting outward. Mm-hmm. And that is the law of attraction in a nutshell. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
That which is like unto itself is drawn. Mm-hmm. So how you're feeling is going out as a message. Universe, when you're angry. Universe, I would like more opportunity to feel this way, please. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And so when you get more opportunity to feel that way, it's not an accident.
Yeah.
You've projected that outward.
So
same thing goes for the opposite. Mm-hmm.
Well, and it reminds me, Laura, those are great examples of when I was with you last week, I was sharing with you some fear that I had about my younger son driving.
They're telling me, yes, that was quite amusing.
It's good for me to put it out there. And then I went home with a new choice to make. And that was, Maureen, you can stay in fear and clinging and contraction, or you can breathe into it and trust him. He's okay. And I think I voiced a couple of my fear today, which was really powerful for me to put it out there. I think sometimes when we can name thing, it diffuses it a little bit so it can breathe and it's not so just internal and encapsulated. But it was really helpful to me. And then yesterday was another. So everything now, it's like, now it's occurring, now it's happening. And then I felt the fear come back. So I was going to wonder what you said about this, like, because yesterday I kind of felt like a little more, it was a busier time of day, picking up a friend and everything. And I wanted to be with myself and say, because I was very aware of that old pattern trying to crop up. But is there a way that I just kind of hand up.
Easy peasy.
Yeah, I was like, it's so understandable you feel this way, but I was trying to raise that or get a clearer vibration.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing wrong with feeling those emotions, first of all. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with it. The difference that I would suggest is that there's a difference in feeling an emotion. So you can either feel the emotion and become lost in the emotion, or you can feel the emotion and be aware that you're feeling the emotion. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like if what you tell me, what you're saying is you were feeling the emotion, but you were aware that you were feeling the emotion,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Okay. So you can immediately smile. Okay. That's first. Oh, I'm so proud of myself. I am aware I'm feeling this fear right now. Hooray for me. Mm-hmm. Because you might not recognize the importance and the power just in the fact that you are aware you're having that feeling. That is all the difference in itself. So you can allow that fear to move through you. So you can focus on it from this outside perspective and you can say, okay, I'm feeling this fear. And then ask for help from your guides. Okay. Help me out, peeps. Mm-hmm. Why am I feeling this fear? And sit. And wait. They're going to show you why. They're going to give you a thought. And that's the thing I think that people get caught up in is when a thought comes to them, they think, well, that's not guidance. Like, I don't know what they're expecting. This, you know, the clouds to open up and the trumpets to trumpet and somebody to scream down, your guidance is this, you know, that is not how it works. Mm-hmm. It comes through as your own thought.
Okay. Yeah.
And that is the connection that you're having 24/7. So something will come into your awareness and you'll go, wait, and now focus on that. Okay. Mm-hmm. So now in that moment, focus on that. Well, that's interesting. Talk to yourself out loud if you need to. That's interesting. I'm thinking this. Follow that thought.
Okay.
Show me more. Ask. Mm-hmm. Show me more. Mm-hmm. So you can follow that thought. All right. Mm-hmm. The other thing that you can do is you can remember what the fear is. Do you remember what the fear is? No, they're saying you do not. So your fear is an indicator.
Yeah.
Your fear is guidance. Your fear is information. And it's not what you think it is. Every single time you create a thought in your mind, every single time, how many thoughts do you create in a day? Hundreds of thousands. Okay. So every single time you create as creator, as source energy, every single time you create a thought, you get guidance about it every single time. How does the guidance show up? As an emotional response.
Okay.
End of story. So if you are feeling fearful, it's likely that you're not even aware you've just created a thought that's causing the fear.
Okay.
You're just honing into the fear. What is happening is your guidance system is working perfectly. Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good on purpose. Anytime you feel any emotion below contentment, your higher self, your guides, whatever it is that you want to call source energy as a one, as the power of all that is saying, I mean, they're literally throwing you a bone. Hey, how's that feel? You like that feeling in that belly? How's that feeling? You're going, no, I don't like feeling fearful. Guess what? Turn your focus to something that feels better.
Okay.
You are that powerful.
Yes.
In the moment that you are remembering what that fear is, it is nothing more than an alert indicating to you that you're using your God power, which is your thought, your focus. You're using your power to think about something that's not the truth. How do you know it's not the truth? Because you're feeling fear. You could feel anger. You could feel frustration. You could feel confusion. You could feel depression. You could feel any of those low vibrational emotional responses. It doesn't matter what you're feeling. They all are doing the same thing.
Okay.
Alerting you the thought that you're holding is not the truth and not serving you and is not in alignment with your desires. That's all it's doing.
What if you have a...
But Maureen, we're taught to sit in that feeling, right? Mm-hmm. So you get the fear and then you start going, what if, oh no, what if... And now law of attraction is moving right in and bringing you more what ifs. And then you get to a point where you feel like your mind is going to explode because you are so afraid.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's just such a, I love that example and that practice because I feel like people will see themselves in it, however that shows up in their lives. But the way that you kind of just, I was actually writing some things down because the way that you kind of walked us through that was really, I love that every thought is guiding you and then pay attention to your emotional response. And then you...
Your emotion is the response.
Yes.
The guidance about the thought.
Okay.
Every single time.
Okay. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that bananas?
It is. And there's been so many points in my journey where I've picked up, you know, Esther Hicks and read that seminal book they have. And then just, I've had a couple people coming on one in particular, Stephanie Lefevre. She lives here in town, but you know, Stephanie, I think that she talks a lot around law of attraction and it all makes perfect sense, to be honest. And then putting it in practice is where, human struggle.
It's challenging. But you just have to practice.
Yeah.
That's all it takes. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of practice. And the guidance that I receive and what we talk to other people about all the time is, you know, because people think, well, I've spent, you know, 30, 40, 50 years mm-hmm. believing this. Oh my gosh, how long is it going to take me to recondition myself or reprogram myself? And you have to understand that when you are in your truth, all right, and that means feeling good, that is our natural state.
Yes.
We have conditioned ourselves to believing that feeling okay-ish is our natural state. Mm-hmm. And that, from, you know, from their point of view, is complete baloney. That is not our natural state of being. Yeah. We have taught ourselves to believe that. Mm-hmm. So once you start attending to getting yourself to a place of feeling good, and you practice thinking about things that make you feel good, the reconditioning to get yourself to that vibrational level, mm-hmm. which it is a vibrational shift, yeah. where you're feeling better more of the time, happens exponentially more quickly because it's your natural state.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be challenging, yes, but the most challenging aspect of this work is probably, what would you say, the first 2 weeks. So that's them.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying the first 2 weeks of you just becoming aware, trying to stay aware of how you're feeling, trying to remember to check in with how you're feeling. It's really a couple of weeks of diligent work. And then you raise your vibrational level enough within that first 2 weeks to sort of get yourself out of your hole that mm-hmm. you've been living in. And you do start to feel better. It's not to say that you don't dip down in there on occasion. We're human.
Yeah.
This is part of the process of being here.
Mm-hmm.
We are here to have the experience of that which we are not.
Mm-hmm.
But once you understand what your emotion is telling you,
mm-hmm.
then you begin to stand in your power and you choose whether or not you're going to cry for 10 minutes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're aware you're doing it and you're making the choice just because you feel like, you know what? Today I'm crying for 10 minutes. I'm going to set my alarm so I don't go past 10 minutes. And then you cry and you cry and you cry and you cry and you get all that out of you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go, all right. And then you turn on your happy music.
It's funny how that
happens. And you start dancing in your kitchen.
That's an example how I feel like that happened to me yesterday. And I could be here. And then 15 minutes later, I'm here. And so I wasn't aware of it in the process. I was listening. I don't usually listen to Taylor Swift. I put her on. She'll make anyone cry. And we do. Right? But I was able to kind of recalibrate. And so I know what it feels like to be in that clear, high energy. And I've said that before, but I seek to be there often. And so it's all this for all of us listening and in the conversation today, we see ourselves on a journey. And I think we had on your website something like breadcrumbs to happiness. What were you saying about that?
The term came through when I was channeling one day, you know, that they gave me breadcrumbs. The breadcrumbs are being like thrown out in front of you every second of every day. And sometimes you step on them. Sometimes you walk over them and sometimes you notice them and go, huh?
Yeah.
And reach down and pick them up. Right.
Mm-hmm.
This is our guidance. And so the journey is different for everybody.
Yeah.
And nothing has gone wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing has gone wrong. I was in a session yesterday with somebody and we were talking and I said, or actually they call me out quite often in sessions and give other people stories about my, you know, growth and my journey.
Mm.
And I remember when this first kind of came and I really was starting to integrate and understand it, I was like, dang it. It would have been really great to have this information when my kids were young,
mm-hmm.
because then I could have taught this to them. And now they're all messed up because of everything I've done.
Yes.
And they laughed at me when I thought that, when I was holding those thoughts, because they're saying, ho, ho, ho,
mm-hmm.
you know, let's put reverse on for a minute here. Everything that happens is a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that happens is purposeful. Can you understand why it was purposeful for you for not to have this epiphany at that point in your life? Mm-hmm. And as soon as I said that, it was like, open the floodgates.
Mm-hmm.
I had all these soul contracts with my kids. Mm. All right. And all of the lovely garbage that I heaved into their beautiful energetic systems was necessary for an experience of that which they are not. Mm-hmm. So I was a heightened contributor for them to have some of these experiences. And I get that now. It was all purposeful. And so everything that is happening is serving your greatest good. And the things that don't feel like they are probably serving you. I mean, the vibrational expansion that you are experiencing during it is exponentially more than that which you're experiencing when everything's going right, you know? Mm-hmm. But what I think is important for people to understand is if you catch yourself, you know, sitting in a low vibrational thought, the best way for you to respond is to smile. Mm-hmm. And be proud of yourself that you have suddenly become aware that you're doing this. Mm-hmm. Don't beat yourself up and whack yourself in the head. Oh my gosh, I was creating this. And what does that mean for tomorrow? You know, don't do that. You've been doing this your whole life. It's fine. Yeah. You've survived everything that's been coming at you so far. Mm. Just be happy in the moment of awareness and just remember that whatever you're feeling in any given moment, that's what's going out. That's what you're sending out. And so as soon as you become aware of that, if it's something that is not in alignment with your preferences, you know, maybe it was anger, maybe it was fear, maybe it was sadness,
right.
Just go, oh, and start laughing because now in this moment, you have started sending out a new signal and if it is a really happy signal, it's going to cancel out that 10 minutes of the lower vibration anyway.
Oh, cool. That's amazing.
Because the higher vibration is so much more powerful.
Mm-hmm. And then in that higher vibration, we are just attracting then more of what we are.
The signal that you're sending out is what is coming back to you. Mm-hmm. And that's how you receive the experience of, okay? So once you start to feel better, and that's not your normal, and you recognize this is not my normal, I've been feeling really good lately. Maybe you wake up in the morning and you're like, what's going on? I feel so good this morning and I don't know why because normally I don't. But the experience of that, all right, feeling better is the indicator that you are doing the work. Mm. And now you're walking down to the kitchen and you're feeling better and you're having your cup of coffee and you're feeling better. So more and more and more linear time is getting shoved under your belt, moments of higher vibrational experience. And what is happening? That's projecting outward. Wonderful. So now what's going to happen, you know, later in the day or tomorrow or a week from now is something that you have been wanting. Mm-hmm. It might be a feeling. It might be a connection with a person. Mm-hmm. It might be an actual thing. Something of that higher vibrational resonance is going to make its way into your experience. And you're going to go, what's going on? Don't say it's a coincidence. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. It's not a coincidence. So now this thing has come into your experience. And you have had the experience of intentionally redirecting your focus to a higher vibration and receiving because of your new state of vibration. And so you have a choice in this moment. Are you going to say, oh my gosh, I am the most powerful creator ever. Look what I brought into my life. This is fantastic. I'm going to do some more work on this today. Are you going to say, still not buying it, still not buying it, and let yourself go back to sitting in the fear, sitting in the sadness, sitting in the frustration. Guess what? Either way, your soul is expanding. Oh my gosh. And this comes full circle about the question that you asked me, which we never answered. Your guides watching you. mm-hmm. eating the popcorn, all right, watching the show, they are so happy and so proud of you for every single decision that you make, because all of it doesn't mm-hmm. matter if it's a lower vibration. All of it is contributing to your soul growth. The lower vibration often is contributing even greater to your soul growth, wow. right? So the yeah. fact that they're watching, it basically just means, look, she was working so hard. She didn't get it today, but it's fine, because we'll just put it in the books for next Tuesday. Next Tuesday, 10 a.m., we'll give her another shot, you know? And yeah. that's how it works.
It's also yeah. good, Laura. And it's funny because we covered so much today, so much good stuff. And then, you know, if you did a wrap up or anything that's coming through you as to what a listener, you know, anything you want to leave with the listener, please do so. I was going to say, we didn't talk about necessarily the art of channeling or what.
Yeah, I'm laughing that we didn't channel at all today.
Well, we may have to do a part two, because I love to have people back and everything. But, and that's such a critical part. We could like make it so juicy, like the center of absolutely. I'm for that. But, you know, starting today, if someone was starting today and kind of they just gleaned all the messages, and where does it leave them right now?
So they're actually telling me that really what their intention was today, and they're actually laughing at me, and they're saying, you think you weren't channeling today? You are hilarious, Laura. Of course I was. Not in their voice, but I was definitely, you know, giving you their info. They are saying what is most important, what their intention was today, is for people to understand there's this level of what they call goodies. So at one end of the spectrum, there's love. At the other end of the spectrum is fear. And we have all these emotions within. Okay. So there's, if you imagine like, you know, a stick or a rope or something, and one end of it is love and the other end is fear, you would think that like contentment or, you know, peace would be right in the center. And it's not. Mm-hmm. It's not. It's about 2/3 up the stick.
Okay.
Okay. And that, and from contentment to love, that is what we have access to back home. And from discontentment below all the way down to fear, which is about 2/3 of the stick or the rope, those are the goodies mm-hmm. that were created for our playing here. Mm-hmm. And so when you understand it like that, it's basically just different emotional levels of dissonance okay. or out of vibrational resonance with your truth. Mm-hmm. So every single time you have a feeling, and it doesn't matter if it's severe anger or a little bit of misty-eyed sadness, you know, or confusion, it doesn't matter at all the level of the drama. It is an indicator that whatever you're thinking, it's not in alignment with the truth.
Okay.
That's all it is. Mm-hmm. So when you're not feeling at least peaceful,
yeah,
it's because you're holding a thought, creating a thought by choice around something, anything that's not serving. It's serving you, but it's not in alignment with your desires. Okay. Every thought that you're creating is still serving you in some way, mm-hmm. but it's not in alignment with your desires. And so if you can just become so aware of how you're feeling more and more and more of the time, to hone in every time you're feeling yuckiness and go, oh, wait a minute. Because you might not even be aware you're thinking about it.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
It's just a feeling. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's really what they want you to understand, is anything that doesn't feel good, any emotion you're experiencing that is undesirable, is just an alert. It's an alert button. They're sounding the alarm for your benefit. Hey, might want to think about what you're thinking about.
Yep. Well, and I just
might want to hone in.
I want to say thank you to these guides, because I want to be redirected. I want to experience more of that. I want to be in that vibration. And so thank you, Laura, so, so much. And thank you to the guides who are here with us today and always. And I think that there's so much to take in and for the listener. And this is the basis of the work you do with individuals as well. So where can they find you, check you out, your website, any kind of groups you do that you'd like to talk about?
Yeah. Well, at this point, I used to do, and I still might do this summer. So you can find me at www.getintothelight.com. What I offer, because a lot of the information resonates with the Hicks information, mm-hmm. years ago, I started doing book clubs around the information. So people have said to me, you know, oh, you should write a book on this or that or whatever. And I'm like, yeah. It's already been done. Why do I just, you know, regurgitate the information that's wonderful and perfect and out there? So I always tell people the astonishing power of emotion is really a starting point. I mean, the book is brilliant. Mm. It's 40 pages in the first part, which is really what you want to hone in on. And the whole rest of the book, which is at least 3/4, are examples of how to use that information. So you're really looking at reading 40 pages. But I do book clubs in the summer around mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. But then I stopped kind of limiting it to that. And people just can come in and ask questions. And so I do this like in my basement or in my backyard. Yeah. But the one-on-ones are always available too. I don't know. You know, anyone have a suggestion? If they want me to do something, throw it out there.
Okay.
I'm open to everything.
And that's guidance on the outside for what we're maybe here to create, maybe not. So
absolutely.
I'll check out that book. That sounds wonderful. And thank you to the listener, as always, for being here. And I want to encourage you. I think so many times today, Laura, I lit up when you were talking, which tells me that that is my truth. And I just, you know, sometimes I can laugh now and I'm like, gosh, dang it, that's true. But it's fun. It's funny. It's fun. But I was going to, most people listen on audio, but go to the YouTube channel too, because this is a fun watch. Just as you bring your joy to the podcast, and also you have the radio show that you're hosting.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, and you can actually access that through my website. There's a connection for News for the Soul. Oh my gosh, where's my mind today? I'm probably ungrounded because I was channeling.
Is it In the Light?
News for the Soul, and it's called In the Light on News for the Soul. And you can access my old ones too. It used to be on Spotify, but I tried to find them on Spotify the other day. So I don't know if I just couldn't find it.
Yeah.
I think it's also on, I don't know. It's on something else. I can't remember.
That's great. No, but for the listener, you know, listen in, let us know what you think and share. People are hungry.
Thank you for having me too. Oh my gosh, this was a blast.
I know. So
I feel very shaky right now. And that's just what happens when I get super high vibrationally. So thank you for that. Awesome.
You're so welcome, Laura. Okay. We'll see you next week, listeners.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Mystical Sisterhood. If you love what you heard, please hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening. And if it's on Apple or Spotify, I would be so grateful for a 5-star rating and review. And be sure to share with a friend if you're called to do so. To learn more about my one-on-one coaching programs and join the Mystical Sisterhood community, visit MaureenSpielman.com or MysticalSisterhood.com.